Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, just download the time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Buddy, it comes to you to do everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we be
revived,
our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans. You keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm, coming tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip hop ain't dead, representing for the legends, rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Boy Prez, Murder Master Music Show. Man, this is episode 600 and something. That's all I know. But, you know, we did a lot of episodes with Bushwick Bill over the years. You know what I'm saying? We had him on here talking with cats like DJ Paul, Mr. Servon, of course, his Rap-A-Lot brothers, like the late DJ Ready Red. And when Bushwick Bill passed, it hurt us real bad. And me, myself, just losing my father, you know, around 8 months ago to cancer. It's a rough thing, you know. It's a rough thing on the whole family to go through something like that. But now you got motherfuckers like Vlad doing interviews with cats that are just saying stuff completely out of pocket. Vlad recently did an interview with Willie D, and I was shocked. Every day, you know, I get on my YouTube and check my channel, and I'd see, you know, recommendations for videos, for interviews, and I'd see clips. It would say Willie D speaking about Bushwick Bill's drug problems, or Willie D speaking about Bushwick Bill's finances, and it just kept going on and on and on. At one point in time, Willie spoke about the late DJ Ready Red, who's a huge fan of this show, has been a supporter. He's actually co-hosted several episodes over the years, and that didn't sit right with his sister, Ada. She released a statement, you know what I'm saying, and it shouldn't sit right with her, because when your relatives are dead, the only thing that needs to be said about them is paying homage to them, paying homage to their memory. You know, they still have kids out there. They still have family members that don't want to hear this bullshit that's going on. So what's happened is, you know, people been getting a hold of us, and we're going to let them speak their mind and represent Bushwick Bill the way he would want it and the way his family would want it, rather than throw shade and salt on his name, which we ain't going to fly for that shit over here. Today I got a special guest. Man, this is Dante of the Menace Clan. They dropped the album 95, which is a classic still to this day. Matter of fact, we got the title track off that album, The Hood, featuring Bushwick Bill. We're going to play a little bit later on. But I'm going to bring on Dante, and I want to get his thoughts on this, because I know it didn't sit well with him either. Dante, how you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing real good, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry we're doing this interview under these circumstances, because right. We've been meaning to have you on the show anyway over the years. But, you know, you were at Bushwick Bill's funeral, and you actually spoke at his funeral. So I know you're hurting. know what I'm saying? That's your friend right there. What are your thoughts on this Vlad interview with Willie D? I imagine that's not sitting too well with you.
Well, not really, but, you know, first of all, I have to say that I'm not here to slander Will. You know what I'm saying? You know, the way Will feels about Bill is the way Will feels about Bill, but I happen to know another side of their relationship. And it wasn't always a bad relationship. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen them laugh and talk and, you know, bullshit with each other and, you know, good times. You know what I mean? Like, the Ghetto Boys is not, they're dysfunctional. We all are, you know, as far as the Rap-A-Lot family. We all are in our own certain ways. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we're all family. Whether there's a record label or not, you know what I'm saying? When you're with Rap-A-Lot, you're part of the family for life. That's why it's Rap-A-Lot for life. You know what I mean? Like, so in saying that, yeah, it didn't sit right with me. It didn't sit right, the things that he had to say. You know, I thought that Will would have, you know, some good things to say about Bill, being that Bill's not here anymore. But, you know, I don't see it right, you know, him speaking on, you know, a dead man the way he's been speaking on him, especially with this person. You know, you've been with this person 20 years and y'all traveled the world together and made history together and, you know, hopefully one day be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame together and, you know, you don't have anything good to say about him. You know what I mean? Like, it was disheartening for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you would think after all those years, he could focus on the positive stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You know? 'Cause he's not here to defend himself.
Exactly. And that's more the reason why I think that he's doing this, because Bill is not here to speak for himself. You know, interview-wise, Bill's a master at interviews. You know, he's a master at words and stuff like that. He can express himself very well. So, you know, and being that he passed and now you got all these negative things to say, you know what I'm saying? It's out of character for Will to speak like that. So.
Yeah, it is. Basically. And you think, you know, he's running for council. You think that he wouldn't want to put that type of a negative vibe out there at this particular time because, you know, why not speak about the good things? Plus, I thought, too, the man's kids are watching. The man's kids are hearing this, his family.
Right.
It almost seemed like there was no regard for the family at all.
Exactly, exactly.
You know?
And all of and what he was saying about not being welcome to the funeral and all that, like, he was totally welcome to the funeral. I was there, you know what I mean? Like, he was welcome to the funeral. Face was welcome to the funeral, you know. Face just kind of fell back because he didn't like the way it was going either, you know what I'm saying? Like, from as soon as we found out that Bill had died, it's like Will went on this campaign of, you know, having these negative things to say about Bill, and Face didn't want no parts of that. You know what I mean? So that's why Face fell back. But, you know, everybody was welcome to
the funeral.
For
doing that. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you know.
It seems like, too, after watching the interviews, it seems like, you know, Will was still had some type of animosity about Bill pulling out of that tour. But I completely see why Bill did it. You know, here the man fighting in his last days, struggling to stay alive, and you're calling it the final farewell or something. I totally see why he would want to pull out of the tour. But it seems like Will is still upset about that. It's like the man's gone, you know. But also, you know, not like you said, you can't throw it all on Will. Vlad himself, I mean, this guy every day was cutting clip after clip after clip of nothing but Bill's downfalls in life.
That's because over the years, Vlad would try to get Bill to come up there and do interviews, and Bill didn't like his interviewing style. So Bill, you know, he never would go up there and speak to him. You know what I mean? So, you know, it just seemed like a smear campaign. You know what I mean? It's not cool. You know what I'm saying? I would like to have a conversation with Vlad too.
I don't blame you, man.
I would like
Bill, not to cut you up, but I was going to say, Bill was on our show at least six or seven times over the years. Right. And it was always a great experience, you know what I'm saying? Always humble, man. I mean, we got him rapping on the phone. We got him, you know, chopping it up with DJ Paul about how they don't like skinny jeans. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just why go after that? It's like Vlad was cutting a knife into him when he didn't even have to. So what? He didn't want to do your show. Show the man respect for what he did in hip-hop and show his family respect. At a time,
because Bill was the one and only. Like there's no other like Chuck. So, you know, and in hip hop, you know, in the beginnings of hip hop, you know, that's what it was. It was originality. You know what I mean? You know, you had to be, you know, an original, and that's what Bill was. You know what I'm saying? Bill was an original. And as far as as long as I'm living, I'm not gonna allow nobody to tarnish what Bill did in hip hop and in rap. I'm not gonna sit, as long as I have breath in me, I'm not gonna sit back and allow nobody to just slander my little friend like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
At first, I wasn't going to say anything, but then it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And I'm like, come on, Will, man. Like, dang, bro. You the same person that was always calling Bill, begging Bill to do Ghetto Boy shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, I witnessed that myself. You know what I'm saying? Face didn't need the Ghetto Boys. He'll tell you that. I don't need the Ghetto Boys. I'm Scarface. You know what I mean? Outside of that, you know, the Ghetto Boys is a good foundation, but I'm Scarface. Bill on his own and doing his own thing. You know what I'm saying? If he wanted to do it, it was cool, but it was always Will that was initiating these shows. You know what I'm saying? Let's get out there and let's do these shows. Let's get out there and be the Ghetto Boys. You know what I'm saying? And he would call Bill, and Bill would always have a problem with it because they always wanted to shortchange Bill. Bill always got the least money. You know what I'm saying? When we all know that when you go to a Ghetto Boy show, the first thing you want to see Bushwick Bill. You want to see you want to see Bushwick Bill.
Dancing and doing it all, you know.
Yeah,
and
dancing, rapping, spinning on his head with the microphone still in his hand like he gave you a real show. And that's what the Ghetto Boys was banking on. Bill was, come on, man, he was part of the draw, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
over the years, Bill would sometimes you couldn't find Bill because Bill didn't want to do shows with Will. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't get along. But who didn't? You know, a lot of these rock bands and, you know, other rap groups, you know, they don't all get along. You know what I mean? But if one of them was to die, I don't see Guns N' Roses. God forbid something happened to Slash. I don't see Axl Rose slandering Slash about, you know, this, that, and the third. I don't see that happening. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
in the same breath, he's saying he wanna protect the Ghetto Boy brand, but you tearing it down by talking bad about Bill like that because Bill, for real, is the Ghetto Boy brand. He's been there from the beginning when it was Johnny C and all the other dudes, Jukebox
Reddy
and all
Red
that. Bill was there. Yeah, Reddy Red and them. So Bill was there. So you're coming on to a brand that Bill built, helped build from the beginning.
Exactly. You know, one of the clips, the actual clipper is talking about not going to Bill's funeral. He said he didn't go to Red's funeral either. And then he went as far as to say as Red was, you know, begging to get back or trying to get back into the group.
No.
And they're like, no. And then he said, well, you left, and that was it. But then I was thinking, when I was hearing that, I was thinking, well, Will, you left too. You obviously wanted to
come back.
He left.
Big Mike took his place, and the Ghetto Boys didn't miss a beat.
No. That To Us Part was a phenomenal album. You know what I'm saying? But the one album where Bushwick wasn't in, I love that album too. You know what I'm saying? But to me, it wasn't a complete. You can't get rid of Bushwick Bill from the Ghetto Boys. You just can't.
You can't.
You know what I'm saying? You just can't. Now, when Will stepped away, they made it work with Mike. Mike is a cold MC, as you know. I just think they were saying a whole bunch of unnecessary stuff, and it looks like Vlad just, you know, clip after clip after clip was just, you know. But then again, you know, you can't put it all on Vlad either. Will could have restrained himself. He could have.
Yeah, he could have said, I don't
want to
say nothing bad about Bill. You know, he's not here to defend himself.
That's simple.
That would be the G thing to do. But instead, you just don't drop.
Yeah. And Tretch had the balls to pull off the microphone and say, you know what, I'm not answering this shit no more, when he was talking about Pac. Tretch got up
right.
and left, you know?
Right.
So obviously, there's some serious animosity there, and you hate to see that, especially
right.
so soon. The man hasn't even barely a month.
It ain't been 2 months so, yet.
Yeah.
So.
It's very, very disheartening. And I know
and
you're
also,
frustrated.
And also, I want to say this, too. You know,
yeah.
Will's talking about, oh, and in the future, me and Face are going to do things. No, they're not. Face basically told me I'm not doing nothing Ghetto Boys anymore. I'm not doing that. So I don't know how he's going to pull that off, because Face ain't doing it.
Huh.
Period. You know, Face is, from what I can tell, Face is, he's not going to publicly say so, but I don't think he's too happy about the whole situation either. So,
no, I don't think he is either, you know, and it's just when you look at that interview, you could just see, like, there's almost so much animosity that shouldn't even be there. Like you said, they should have focused on some of the good things that happened over the years. Talk about
yeah, man.
You had meeting fans or like you said, going overseas and, you know, things of that nature. Not just talking about, you know, how Bill had problems with this or problems with that. I mean, he
right.
ain't here to defend
because
himself.
Because we all have had problems, you know what I'm saying? Like, Willie D went to jail,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Willie D's had problems in life, but, you know, what sense does that make to speak on that? You know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't make no sense, man. We all family, you know what I'm saying? Well, that's what we're supposed to be. That's what Jay directed us to be, regardless if, you know, we signed to the Rap-A-Lot or if he was ever on Rap-A-Lot. There's a camaraderie amongst us all, you know what I'm saying? All the groups, from the Ghetto Boys down to Too Much Trouble, you know what I mean? Like, everybody, if you,
yeah.
know, if you was on Rap-A-Lot, you're always welcome at Rap-A-Lot. Rap-A-Lot is a family, man, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, because that's,
you know,
a
more
lot
than
of
the label, it's deeper than rap.
Years. And do different things, you know what I'm saying? Like you mentioned, Too Much Trouble. Three classic albums on Rap-A-Lot Records. And you know,
right.
Bushwick Bill, you know, he was on the title track of your guys' album, you know, The Hood.
Yep.
He always
yep.
went above and beyond to make sure that, hey, man, I'm going to put my stamp of approval on this guy's record, too. You know,
man,
it seems like
Bill took
Bill
us
was
in.
Always
he didn't
a
have
team
to do
player.
That. He took us in, bro. He took us in. Like, when we came to Rap-A-Lot, Jay brought us to Bill's house, and from that day on, we were inseparable. You know what I mean? Like, Bill didn't have to get on our album. He didn't have to take us on. He took us on tour before our album was even done. He took us on tour with him, and we opened for Bill. You know what I mean? And that's how our album was as successful as it was, because Bill took us out on the road with him before the world even knew who we were. He took us out on tour with him. You know, and
yeah.
I gotta always be thankful for that. You know what I mean? Like, Bill's introduced me to Dr. Dre, and I'm from Los Angeles, and I never met Dr. Dre until Bill introduced me to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I got nothing but love for Bill. I mean, yeah, we've had, you know, incidents and stuff, but I would never speak on it publicly. You know what I mean? But for the most part, we've always had good times.
Yeah, you can tell, you know what I'm saying, the camaraderie that Bill built with different people over there. You know,
yeah.
You know, 3-2, I mean, I still remember on MTV when they were doing the stuff, Bill was introducing different guys and, you know, making sure they get their limelight. I saw an interview with the Black Monks, and Bill was promoting
yeah.
them. And he
yeah.
was there all the time. But, look, you know, and you know, same thing with, you know, Reddy Red. He left the group, you know what I'm saying, on his own recognizance. If he wanted to get back in the group 10, 15 years later, whatever, if that was the case, I never heard him say he wanted to get back in the group. I did hear him say he wanted to do projects with all the Ghetto Boys, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Prince, Johnny C, Sire Jukebox, Big Mike, Willie D, Scarface, and Bushwick Bill, and Raheem,
right.
you know what I'm saying,
and
but
Raheem,
I never heard
right.
him say I want to get back in with Bushwick, Willie D, and Scarface, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know what that is, but all I know is those two men are not here no more. And I respect you for wanting to say something, because a lot of people are just silent right now. Like the stuff Willie's saying and all the headlines from the Vlad, that stuff's going everywhere. You know what I'm saying? But you don't hear much, you know, about anything else defending these guys. And I'm glad you stood up to the plate to do so, Dante. I want to go off on a few more things before we close out this interview, because I definitely want to touch on what you've been up to. Now, the album, The Hood, phenomenal album, you know what I'm saying, which stood the test of time. It's still killing shit to this day.
Yes, it is.
I was at the Only Menace Clan album, Dante.
There's a few reasons why. We had a manager that that got into a little trouble around the time. Well, we recorded a second album. Rap-A-Lot has a second album somewhere. I don't know where it is. It was called Last Chance Out the Ghetto. And, you know, we ran into some business problems with Rap-A-Lot, and, you know, chose to leave the label. But I never left the family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I stayed touring with Face all the way through The Fix and the Def Jam days and all of that. I was there with him through all of that, touring, all of that. It just, you know, the second album, we didn't get the budget that we wanted and, you know, the attention that we wanted. So, you know, we just kind of parted ways, but I still stay with Rap-A-Lot. You know what I mean? Like, Rap-A-Lot, it's for life. You know what I mean? If I was to go to another label or anything like that, I would still be affiliated with Rap-A-Lot. So
yeah, it's a real sense of family.
That's what it is. It's a family. It's a label. Yeah, but you know, we're all family. Like, that's the only way I can express it, to say it, is that, you know, it's a family thing. You know, like even at Bill's funeral, some people from Rap-A-Lot I hadn't seen in 10 years, but it was just like I just seen them yesterday. You know what I mean? And it was all love. So
yeah,
that's just the way it is. It's always Rap-A-Lot, but the second album never came out. You know, it's sitting around somewhere in their vault somewhere. And
so it's an unreleased Menace Clan album out there somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
Wow.
Completely done.
And
yep.
Completely done. When was this coming out? 96 or 97? Or
it
later?
Was supposed to come out 97. It was supposed to come out after the Resurrection album, because we had a pretty good song on that album too, The Blind Leading the Blind.
Classic song.
That we put Willie D on. You know what I'm saying? Willie D's on that song with me and Assassin. And that was a standout on the Resurrection album. And that was just like the setup for Last Chance Out the Ghetto, but it never came out, you know. So, but, you know, I'm still rapping and I'm still, you know, I drive trucks too. So, I'm just out here doing my thing, you know.
Yeah, so you're still rapping. I can't wait to hear some of the stuff you're doing. You know, that's funny you say that. So that's the third unreleased Rap-A-Lot album that I know about, because I know Too Low has an album. I think it was called Problem Child. They scrapped it, and then they did The Funky Little Brother. And then the Ghetto Boys, the original lineup, they got an album in 89 called Just Made a Jump Into the Hype. That's the one with Box, Ready Red, Johnny C., and they scrapped that because then they changed the lineup. Man, I hope we get to hear this shit someday as fans. I mean, this stuff sounds amazing, you know?
Yeah.
Knowing that it's out there.
It was a really good album.
It's like the briefcase of unreleased Eazy-E songs that's out there somewhere. You know, people want to hear that shit. You know?
Right.
Since then, though, you said you've been working on music and stuff. Do you have anything coming out in the future we can look forward to?
Yeah. Probably like the top of the year, top of 2019.
Oh, yeah.
Or 2020. Yeah. The top of January, you'll hear some new stuff.
Now, is it going to be Menace Clan, or is it going to be Dante solo stuff?
It's going to be Don Menace. Menace Clan, we're going to work on some stuff, too. We're both living in Vegas now, so we're starting to get back in the studio. Assassin was kind of turned off by the whole music industry, you know, after, you know, things didn't go the way we planned it to go. So he was kind of turned off by that and just kind of fell back and been helping his father run his business. So that's what he's been doing. And but he's been calling me, telling me he wants to get back in the studio. And, you know, he's not really on the internet and stuff like that. So, but people are telling him, like, man, like, people still, like, want to hear from you and, you know, stuff like that. So he's starting to warm back up to, you know, recording again. So we'll work on some things. And I at the funeral, I talked to Jay about a few things, and you know, we have his full support still. You know, there never was any bad blood between us and Rap-A-La, so everything's all good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd love to see like a Rap-A-La Legends tour or some type of a Rap-A-La Legends project. You know what I'm saying? Just have all you guys get work together. I know, you know, Big Mike's down for it, Johnny C, all these guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Bad Boy did it. You know, Rough Riders did it. You know what I mean? No Limit is talking about doing it. You know, it would be cool to have a Rap-A-La reunion tour, you know? I mean, but that one big element is not going to be there, and that's the cold thing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, half of me says it's a little too late because Bill won't be there. You know what I mean? But maybe we can have his son fill in for him or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was hoping NWA would do, you know, because they were going to go on a reunion tour. Why not have Little Easy join in?
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the right thing to do.
Right.
But, yeah, that would be dope right there, you know what I'm saying?
When you
drop next year, I definitely want you to come back on, Dante, man. It was a real honor chopping it up with you.
No problem.
But before
man.
we do get out of here, you know what I'm saying? I want to ask you, man, are there any fond memories you can share of Bushwick Bill from over the years?
Oh, man. Like, I got so many, man. So many, man. Like I said, Bill, you know, he totally extended himself to Men's Clan, and he, you know, he let us go on tour with him and, you know, show us the ropes. He basically, you know, showed us how to accept fame. You know what I'm saying? That was one of the biggest lessons from Bill, was how to accept fame. Like, one of the things he used to say to us was like, he's like, man, what you don't understand is I'm bigger than Michael. I'm more famous than Michael Jackson. We're like, come on, Bill, you're not more famous than Michael Jackson, man. He's like, yeah, I am. He's like, how you figure? Bill says, he said, because Michael Jackson could put on a disguise and go out and be, you know, whoever he wants to be, put a mask on him, and wouldn't nobody recognize him. He said, but me, I can't do that. No matter where I go, people are going to be like, that's Bushwick Bill. No matter what kind of, if I put on a disguise, they're still going to be like, that's Bushwick Bill. So I thought about that, and I said, dang, you're right, man. you are like a little more, you know, people will recognize you before they recognize Michael Jackson. If y'all both had on disguises, they'd be like, oh, that's Bushwick Bill. We don't know who that is. So I was like, damn. And stuff like that, you know, like we'd be somewhere, you know, doing a concert or whatever, and after the concert, Bill would make us sign everybody's autograph. He's like, we can't leave until we sign all the autographs. But all these people, like, Bill, it's like 200 people out here. You're like, man, we got to sign every autograph because these are the people that support us. And from that day after that, you know, that's what we would do. We would sign autographs until the room was empty. And people would be like, man, you guys didn't even have to stay around and hang around for this. But that's just how Bill was. You know what I'm saying? Bill would give you the shirt off his back. Like, I've literally seen him take his shirt off and give it to somebody. So, you know. It was, you know, he did have his, you know, Bill had his quirks and things, and it was, you know, but Bill was a good person more than not, you know what I'm saying? He'd give you a shirt off his back, and he'd welcome you in his home and feed you and not ask for anything in return, you know what I mean? Just, you know, quote the Bible. Like, Bill was something else, man. Bill was something else, for real.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be missed several times over around the globe.
There ain't
never going to be another Bushwick Bill. And, you know what I'm saying, his contributions to hip-hop should be what people are talking about instead of, you know what I'm saying, his downfalls in life or whatever they may be. We all
right.
have demons, you know what I'm saying? And when we die,
right.
we don't want people to focus on that, you know,
right.
Solely.
That was in bad taste. And I would tell Willie D that, Will, you talking about Bill that way, that was in bad taste, bro, period. That was in bad taste. If you listening to this or you get a wind of this, just know that that wasn't cool. And that was in bad taste. And to put the shoe on the other foot, and what if it was you? And you know, you passed. God forbid something happened to you, and you passed, and all we could talk about is how you went to jail, you know, and how you did this or did that. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't want your legacy to be, you know, put in that type of context. That's not cool. You know what I'm saying? You guys made a lot of history together, man. You know, without Bill, there would be no Will. Without Face, there would be no Will. Without Bill, there would be, you know, it's all y'all are together. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way it should have been, man. Y'all should have stayed close-knit. The next step is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And y'all, you know what I'm saying? You making it like, you know, y'all never was really cool and y'all never was never that. But I've seen it with my own eyes, y'all laughing and talking and stuff like that. There's pictures of y'all in the same car traveling. You know what I'm saying? You guys have been on tour buses together for hours at a time. You think it was a fight the whole time? No, y'all sitting there laughing and talking and chilling and planning and stuff like that. I've seen this with my own eyes. So today, don't make it like Bill was just this terrible person that was on drugs and you never liked him and all y'all did was fight, because that's not true.
Yeah.
It's sensational, but it's not true. Not completely.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's all I really have to say. You know.
It's real talk. Again, I definitely appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that loses a friend like that, if you see them being dishonored or talked down upon in a negative way, it's only right to come out and speak about it. And I hope others do the same, whether they choose my platform or not. You know what I'm saying? Get out there and speak about, you know what I'm saying, the good things that Bushwick Bill did and contributed to the game. Speak about his life. Speak about that stuff so his kids don't have to see that negative bullshit. Respect his children, you know?
Right.
And I'll say this, you know, I've had Will on the show one time over the last 7 years, and I'm a lifelong fan of him and all the Ghetto Boys. But I lost a lot of respect for him after that, man. I really did, because it's like, man, to be honest, I don't want him on my show anymore. I'm not even going to ask him. And I used to bug this shit out of Willie D all the time. But after that, it showed me a different side that I don't even want to entertain. And again, thank you, Dante, for coming on the show. And please stay in touch with me. And I want to bring you on when you drop that new music, man, for real.
No problem, man. I appreciate you, man, for having me on, man. And just rest in peace, Bushwick Bill. And all the Bushwick Bill fans out there, just know that as long as I'm breathing, you're going to always get you some Chuck, and you're going to always hear the real about Bill, as long as I'm alive and breathing.
And that's the way it should be, man. We're going to give him this one here, self-titled track off the Menace Clan album, The Hood, featuring Bushwick Bill. We're out of here.
Yes,
rest
sir.
In peace, Bill.
Rest in peace, Chuck.
Enemies. Ain't that many Porsches in the damn show, ain't no Bentleys where I'm from. Guns is the common sight. Niggas move at night, avoid the ghetto bird light. They got me locked in, my hood's a pin and all my people's inmates. Every time I see a cop, I'm thinking about the bars at the state pen. Shut in, but shut out of society. A menace, there's a riot going on inside me. But you don't wanna see my fires flaming. There's only one motherfucker we could be blaming this shit on. That's why I roll alone with my bitch. My 9mm, that's my bitch. And she straight talk shit when I wanna to. Don't catch you slipping in the capital of ass whipping. South Central nigga, why you tripping? Figure you've been watching movies, Q blew the hood up. Niggas claiming hoods they never seen. Boo, shut up quick. I'm South Central clique. My homies died for this shit. The hood ain't nothing to fuck with, bitch. Niggas catching stitches if it's niggas' wishes. I don't give a fuck. I'm going out malicious in the hood. I die for, lie for, cry for, ride for. The only reason that I come outside for, it's the hood. I die for, lie for, cry for, ride for. The only reason that I come outside. I'm sick of these funerals. It seems I'm not human no more. Can't cry no more. A nigga can't confide no more. So I go riding. I'd rather be sliding and slipping. Got my strap cause I ain't taking no ass whipping. World, I'm real. From the bottom of my heel, my partner NT got killed. Now that shit sent me on a Ferris wheel. Should I go kill him for him? That shit ain't gonna bring him back. Why was it not there? I would've had NT's back. I can't be tripping, see, cause that shit is beyond me. I think about him, put that devil behind me. He's in a better place, and I hope it's like that. Sometimes I picture his face, and I go tripping back to all those dog fights and all night parties. I'm 12 years old, trying to fade dog Bacardi. I hardly think about death, but now it's like every day. So while I'm on this planet, fool, shit is going my way in the hood.
It's the hood I die for, lie for, cry for, ride for. The only reason that I come outside for, it's the hood I die for, lie for, cry for.
See tomorrow in South Central LA. When niggas don't wanna see me today, but here I come. Six tray rag, go D. Car full of homies bumping oldies, drinking foes. Known for who banging, that corner where you hanging. I come around the block and sell my rocks when you slanging. Ran up in your spot, I took the cash, some jewels. Didn't really have to, but I blast some fools. I admit it, I did it for my hood. And if they homies catch me slipping to this day, it ain't all good. Jack a nigga, should I? Kill a nigga, would I? Get smoked, could I? I don't give a fuck. It's the hood I die for, lie for, cry for, ride for.